Hello, this is Gadgeton from Forsnorth, Gothenburg, and I'm joined by Alexandra, who is a speaker here today. And Alexandra, if you can maybe give us like a very short introduction and also motivation behind your talk today.
Sure. So the talk is about two UI frameworks, the Qt framework and Slint. So basically, we will be going through the details of it briefly, checking on their tooling, the workflow, and also checking some performance measurements we did with the smartwatch UI we implemented in both Qt and Slint. And of course, the motivation for it is so embedded world is always there, and it keeps growing, and now with the CRA in place, we really need to take these kind of decisions early enough, because afterwards, then they can cost a lot of time and money to, you know, fix things that went wrong in the beginning.
Great. So, when it comes to Qt and Slint, what's kind of the deciding factor that most people miss?
So I think most people look at features first, but that's usually not the real question, right? The real question is where you want the complexity to live, in a very flexible runtime model or in a stricter architecture that forces more decisions earlier.
And is it possible for teams to over-engineer embedded UIs?
Usually, yeah. I mean, definitely, yeah. Usually, that sits in the UI layer itself. They start adding too much logic, too many abstractions, too many effects, and suddenly a simple screen becomes, you know, hard to reason about and expensive to maintain.
So there is a hidden cost then to picking maybe the wrong UI stack in your early decisions.
Yeah. So, however, the hidden cost usually doesn't show up in the first prototype, right? It shows up later when the iteration slows down, when debugging gets harder, the architecture drifts, you know, performance drops, and then changing direction becomes much more expensive than it should be.
That's right. And I presume that there's, as one goes through with user experiences on embedded devices, you hit some hardware constraints, you hit some hardware limits. How do you balance the UX and the hardware limits in practice?
So basically, you have to be honest about the hardware from the start. Like, good embedded UX is not about pretending that you're building a mobile UI, right? It's about choosing very carefully where smoothness and where polish really matter, and where simplicity is the better choice. So it's basically a close collaboration between designers and developers, and negotiation.
Awesome. So in your experience, what would you say matters more? Is it performance? Is it the footprint? Or is it like development speed?
So it really depends on the product, on the product stage. Early on, dev speed matters a lot. You know, you have all these managers, they kind of pushing so that they can see something fast. But then once you're building a real embedded product, then predictability usually becomes more important, because that's what protects performance and long-term maintainability.
You touched upon predictability, and I think something that is really that goes hand in hand with it is also safety critical, or like the safety properties of the systems. So do you think that open source UI frameworks are ready for safety critical systems?
So they can be, yes, but the framework alone is never enough. In safety critical systems, process, validation, architecture, and testing matter just as much as the UI technology itself.
And when it comes to embedded UI design or development, do you think AI has changed or is changing the practice?
That's a good question. So right now, I'd say AI is helping more with speed than with judgment. It can help with prototyping, code generation, maybe assets, but it still doesn't replace the need for strong design decisions and very clear understanding of concerns.
So a clear understanding of concerns also covers a clear understanding of the constraints that you work with. In your experience, what has been like the hardest UI constraint that you've had to design around?
So honestly, it's usually not one single constraint. It's when you have limited hardware, a long product lifetime, and users still expecting a modern experience, right? So that combination is where it gets really challenging because everything tends to come back later. So
that's right. Alexandra, thank you very much for the conversation and enjoy the rest of the conference.
Thank you so much.